My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Payne and Pendergast is driven by West Point Lincoln at Katy Freeway. 1 mile west of the Beltway, exit Kirkwood, under the giant American flag.
Hey, we're happy for Britis, for him making our initial roster here. And one thing about Britis, the kid is tough, he's reliable, he's smart. And that goes a long way in this league. That plays anywhere. And he's shown that. He's can be dependable. And he's competed, and he's deserved the right to be on our team. So excited for him and his growth and his development this year.
That was Texans head coach D'Amico Ryans talking about undrafted free agent running back slash possibly fullback British Brooks. Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast here with Seth Payne on Payne and Pendergast. Seth, the last time you were on the air, the Texans did have a 53-man roster, but they had not added 12 players to their practice squad. We had not heard from D'Amico Ryans quite yet on British Brooks.
Yeah.
What do you think of? I position it this way. I thought British Brooks was going to make the team, but I thought he was going to be on this practice squad as opposed to actually making the 53-man roster. I do feel like it's a credit to like the fact that he is on the 53-man roster and that we're having the discussions that we're having about him possibly being a contributor to the team. Who knows if he actually sticks around past a couple of weeks, like the roster could change, but that he would make the 53 and that they would speak as highly of British Brooks as they are at this point going into the season, I think says a lot about the preseason and the training camp that he actually had. Yeah, I know you're impressed with him.
I think the competition there at running back, especially amongst the rookies, I think J.J. Taylor and Jawar Jordan, it wouldn't have been a shock if they'd stayed on the active roster. I think British Brooks' versatility and his ability that he showed to be a blocker is the biggest difference by far. I think the other two guys are more scintillating in terms of their potential for big plays or what have you. But I also, look, I think we were all impressed by British Brooks being way faster than you expect for a big guy and just shiftier than you expect. But he can do something that those other two guys can't. Those guys are both like 185 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, British Brooks is 225 or so. He's a big old load that either as a short yardage back or as a blocker for, you know, any of those running backs. But I think of Damian Pierce especially, he does best with a fullback in the game, with a lead blocker. And British Brooks had shown some violence as a blocker that we haven't seen out of a Texans fullback in a while. And I think that this first few weeks especially, well, they've got, you know, before injuries mount up and everything, that they're going to, you know, I think they'll experiment and see what they have with him as a fullback. And also maybe they're hoping to get the best version of Dameon Pierce. So if you want to almost think of this as an extended tryout for both British Brooks and Dameon Pierce, which isn't, it's not a reckless experiment, but I think you can work some things in and hopefully they work out. If they don't, you can pivot.
Gosh, Seth, I'm rooting for Dameon Pierce, but the thought of his success being tied to an undrafted running back who's converting into a fullback and you know, kind of made the squad out of the, you know, kind of pulling up by his own bootstraps, so to speak.
Yeah.
Just makes me a little bit worried about Dameon Pierce. Like, we went from Dameon Pierce as a rookie being the focal point of an offense that was a terrible offense, granted, and was a terrible football team, I understand. But going from that to, hey, this tryout is kind of tied to how well he can play with or play behind or alongside this converted running back into fullback just doesn't make me feel good, man.
You know, a lot of this goes back to, because I don't like to get too wrapped up in the zone running scheme versus gap blocking, old school blocking, all that stuff. For one, because then there's a lot of people that just kind of, you know, it gets a little too technical. But it's also that going back to 2006 when Kubiak first got here, the old outside zone running team where all they did was run outside zone, that's long gone. And the Texans under Gary Kubiak, but then especially once Kyle Shanahan tweaked everything, they're pretty diverse in all of the different plays they want to run. You just never want to run into a situation where, all right, if we have a running back there that the defense knows can only do so many things, it becomes a little too predictable. But there is also something to be said for teams that run the ball really well with old school leads and powers and everything else like that. There is an element of, like, we don't care if you know what's coming. The offense saying, all right, good. Oh, you know what's coming. We're going to hit you in the mouth. And I think they look at British Brooks as that kind of guy that, all right, you know what? Sure. Damien's not good at everything we run. So you're getting there's a smaller number of plays we're going to try here. But we're still going to hit you upside the head. You know, you can be a really good boxer, but if you get caught with the right punch, that's it for you.
Hey,
by another professional boxer. And there's a little bit of a bulldog mentality there.
Seth, that semi-viral clip of British Brooks just going heads up against that Rams defensive lineman,
yeah,
and like seeming to give a little shock to his system. And you showed this on your YouTube. You guys check this out on Seth's YouTube, where Seth actually highlights this. British Brooks hits that guy. This might have been your live stream, but he hits that guy, and he looks like he's ready to stand there and throw a punch.
He or had karate a combo ready.
Or whatever. like he's down for whatever at that point.
It was exactly like when a boxer is just still in that mode and the guy's gone down, but he's still in attack mode and he almost has to restrain himself from jumping on the dude. It's exactly what it looked like. I feel like British Brooks took boxing lessons at the Y back when he was a kid. They had the old school back when the father would take your kid out into the backyard and teach him something on the speed bag.
He was an early camp crush for not just myself, but for a lot of people. There were like people that watch your stream, people that listen to this station were really talking about British Brooks a lot more so than I feel like we were on the station. Dude's got some dog in him, and I think he pretty much described it here where he talks about being willing to play any position, running back, fullback, offensive line. Dude just wants to get out there and hit somebody.
Just very appreciative of just, you know, being a part of the team first and foremost, and just, you know, like I said, being very appreciative of Nick and Coach D'Amico just giving me this opportunity. And really, I'm down for whatever they need me at, to be honest. I mean, I don't care if I got to play center or line, you know, whatever they need me at, they want to hear a no from me.
Yeah, spoken like a true undrafted free agent who, you know, and we'll play some of this later on. I mean, he's gone through his trials and tribulations with the game and his contemplation of possibly not playing, and has spoken about his love for the game. To go from like this dark place where British Brooks talks about being to now being on this football team, dude's out there willing to do whatever it takes.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's a walk-on at UNC. Which, by the way, there's another little tell there, too, is that, you know, like, look, UNC is a pretty tough school to get into academically, unless the football team really wants you, and then it's a little less tough. It's a little less tough. I was a beneficiary of treatment like that once back in the day. I was a pretty good high school football player back in the day, Brandon, and it helped me get into a school that maybe I wouldn't have otherwise gotten into. So
was North Carolina the school that had, like, its black athletes taking African-American studies or something like that? I feel like that happened. Like, they were like,
it wasn't,
you know,
no,
what?
It was
just,
something.
Just come over and take the black classes.
It was something less, I think it was like something less challenging than that. In terms, it was like basket weaving or something. Whatever the UNC version of basket weaving was, I can't recall exactly.
Yeah.
But yeah, they.
Get in where you fit in, though.
Yeah, so he's a walk-on, and he's like classic underdog story. And I think there's a lot of, I'm not making a player comp here, but the story of British Brooks. It feels a lot like Arian Foster, you know, like smart dude who wasn't necessarily all that highly coveted coming out of college to the point where you don't get drafted, and different style of running back and everything. But I could see British Brooks maybe, like, that's the story I have in mind for him. Whatever he becomes on this football team, that's the story. If you can end up being a story like that, man, it would be awesome, because it's a find, especially in this day and age where nobody's spending high draft picks on running backs because you just don't know quite what to make of the position. If you get a guy like that on a rookie contract for 4 years, that could be nice. That could be nice.
Here's British Brooks on what motivated him.
You know, in college, going through that injury, you know, a lot of it was with my strength condition coach, who was actually my cousin, you know, AJ Blue. Like, he was there for me, checking in on me. It was always me and him. I also got a dog. She was there, you know, 24/7 pulling me around. I feel like, I tell reporters this all the time, like, I feel like my dog really helped me get back quicker, because she's like 130 pounds and we live on the third floor. So I got to drag her up and down the stairs 3 times a day. So, like, I had a lot of good people in my circle, you know, around them times that, you know, I could lean on, and they were there for me.
That's a perspective for you. How about that? You're having to carry your dog around.
Crediting. Oh, he had said at the end of the interview what is, it's some kind of, he called it a bully. I'm guessing a bulldog, but I didn't catch what type of bully it was. But it's perfect. I feel like having the first name British, you know, if Sean were here, he would tell us about the British bulldog and the wrestling aspect to it and everything. But also having a dog that suggests what I had said. I never knew he had a bulldog. For fullbacks, I don't like these 6'3" hybrid tight end / fullbacks, because I'll tell you, Brandon, as a defensive lineman or a linebacker, some of the worst pain you ever feel on a football field is when a 5'10" fullback gets you up under the chin and just unloads, because those dudes have the highest strength per body weight and inches of height on the, like, pound for pound, they're usually the most explosive, strongest guys on the team. You know, those thick running backs they're the ones you see squatting 600 pound, deep squats for reps and everything. And they catch you up under the chin, and it messes up the next quarter for you. Like, you can't. You're evaluating, like, I know these days you're probably like, I should probably go get checked out for the protocol, man. I don't know. That's something that the 6'3" guys have a really hard time doing. That's why I love that image of British Brooks hitting that defensive lineman, because I've been there before. It sucks. And it adds a whole element of toughness to your team that I think can flow out. I think there could be an element of toughness with British Brooks that this Texans rushing offense hasn't had in a long time.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So I feel like they showed us their commitment to the fullback being a part of this team. By keeping British Brooks and also seemingly converting him into a fullback. That was actually one of the underrated developments of yesterday's practice, was British Brooks not only making the 53-man roster, but when you go out there, he's not working out with the running backs, but he's working out with the tight ends, or at least warming up with the tight ends.
Yeah.
And they warm up and stretch and everything similarly to what to the way that the fullbacks would, right? And so that was interesting. And then also, when we see the practice squad, that it's got Troy Hairston on it. Like, we already understood and like know the offense and know that the fullback plays a role in this offense. You don't necessarily have to do it, but it's something that they like to do. But then on top of that, I feel like they showed us their commitment to it by choosing British Brooks as sort of the nastiest dog of them all, out of all the guys that could, you know, capably play the position,
right?
But then also keeping Troy Hairston on the practice squad as well. And I know he didn't necessarily redeem himself per se in his last showing out there, aside from his touchdown, but has now played the position and is at least an option there, and shows their commitment to having a fullback.
And I wonder about Troy Hairston, man, just going back and watching that last preseason game again, I wonder if he's not injured or something, because he's been a work in progress as a fullback, but it was rough. It was a really rough day for him, not just at fullback, but in special teams. Yeah, so I wonder if he was nursing something, because it was as bad as I've seen, and it's not typical of the way he plays. So I'm guessing that there's potentially some kind of injury issue he is working through.
So I want to get to this with you later on in the show, but I'm gonna ask you now because I am curious. Now that we have the 53-man roster and, for the most part, a practice squad, do you feel like what would you say are the holes, if any, on this roster? Like, I feel like we're all confident. Everybody's really excited about the season. For the most part, we all got positive feelings about the Texans. But if you were to poke holes in it and say that there's a flaw or a chink in the armor, where would you say it is on the Texans right now?
I think right now, a lot of it's at the backup positions. Like, I like Blake Fisher a lot. But I wouldn't feel comfortable right this moment if he has to start at left or right tackle. And it has nothing to do. I really am genuinely bullish on him. I think he's got a lot of potential. I think he's shown some really good things. But he's a guy that, you know, the story on him coming out in the draft was, wow, if he had stayed in one more year, he probably would have been a first rounder. He needs some development. So right now is like that senior season of development that he was going to be getting. And sometimes those guys develop very quickly once they get thrown into regular season games and you get 65 snaps per game. Because in the preseason, you only get so many full-speed reps. So I'm hesitant about that right now. I think the safety position in general, a lot of it depends on just how quickly Kalen Bullock comes along. And I feel good about having MJ Stewart and Eric Murray, but there's still uncertainty there. And then obviously linebacker. As long as Christian Harris is in this Kyle Tucker zone, I don't feel awesome about the linebackers. You know what I kept reminding myself yesterday, Brandon, was that they didn't have Alshire last year. So last year it was, they had Christian Harris and then a lot of the same guys that are still on the roster right now rotating through at the linebacker positions. So it's, and it wasn't pretty in the Colts game. Jonathan Taylor had 188 yards rushing, but so you had Christian Harris, who had developed into a really good player by then, but Jen, you had a lot of other guys. So it, obviously they're able to win that game. And now you've got Al Shire. Well, you don't have Christian Harris. So the loss of right now Christian Harris and Danico Autry, I look at those things as, all right, man, they can get by. They can be a good defense. To be genuinely elite as a defense and to really blow people away, I think you need both those guys back. So I'm not at, you know, five alarm fire status yet, but I'm just still kind of just, I'm nervous about the Kyle Tucker status of Christian Harris.
He is Seth Payne. I am Brandon Scott in for Sean Pendergast. Coming up next on Headlines, let's hear a bit more from D'Amico Ryans and the players. That's next on Payne and Pendergast Sports Radio 610.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to LinkedIn.com/results to claim your credit. That's LinkedIn.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.